Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Satan cannot be omnipresent. I mentioned this last week. He cannot be in one. He cannot be everywhere at one time. He can't be at Eddie and Gail's house, giving him a fit, and be at my house at the same time, or be in Romania, or be in Haiti, or be in Ukraine. Are you following? So how in the world does he get around all the world, balling everybody? It's his little imps. I like to call them imps. Okay, I don't even know what an imp is, but but anyway. His little cohorts, if you will, these devils, these demons, that's really who are bothering us. Who, in whatever fashion, again, I don't even know that. Because you know who the biggest problem in your life is? It's not those demons and not Satan. It's not your husband. It's not your wife isn't your biggest problem. You know who your biggest problem is? You looked at him in the mirror or her in the mirror this morning. When you got this morning, I hope you washed your face and brushed your teeth and combed your hair. Most of you look like you combed your hair. Some of y'all need to go back to the mirror. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, when you looked in the mirror, that's your worst enemy, okay? That flesh that you have. But demons do bother us. In what capacity? I won't set things before us, call stumbling blocks, these temptations, things of that nature. There's no doubt that's their work. So you see the idea, there are free ones abound. And 1 Corinthians 6 says this, "Know you not that ye shall judge angels?" Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. These believers are taking each other to the court of law. It's like going to Bartow. And I'm going to pick on Eddie again because I just picked on him earlier because there was devils in his house, bothering him. Well, say Eddie wanted to sue me. All right, for whatever reason, instead of taking me to Bartow, what the Bible says, work it out among yourselves, your brothers in Christ, and then work it out among the church brethren. And that's what 1 Corinthians 6 is all about quit taking each other to court and let the worldly system handle your affairs. Know you not that you're going to judge angels one day? What? Judge angels? Right now, we don't have that ability to judge angels. And he's not talking about holy angels. He's speaking of unholy angels, these evil angels. Know you not that one day you're going to judge them? Preacher, when will that take place? I believe it's going to take place during the millennial reign of Christ. Satan will be cast into prison and chained for 1,000 years. Remember, we read about this in Revelation chapter number 20. What about the demons, these evil spirits we read about? Well, I think that will be the time that we will be able to apprehend these rascals. Because he says, no, you're not. You're going to judge angels. So obviously, we're going to judge angels. When? Well, we don't have the ability now because we're in our fleshly body. But one day, we're going to have a glorified body. All God's people said, at the translation, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And 1 John says this, know you not that ye shall be like Christ? We shall see him as he is. We're going to be like Christ. Now, I didn't say we're going to be Christ. We're not like the Mormons who say we're going to be like little gods. No. But yet, we're going to have a glorified body. No more need for glasses. I can see better this way now. Okay. No more need for hearing aids. No more need for high blood pressure medicine. Anybody on high blood pressure medicine? Cholesterol. Thyroid. Those are my three medications, by the way. Now you know what's wrong with me. High blood pressure, thyroid, cholesterol, and I'm trying to get off on all of them. For you ladies who are health nuts, I went to see a nutritionist. By the way, he had me do some blood work. He said, and I got a witness right here, I have the blood of an 18-year-old. Well, thank you. I even said, will you say that again to my wife? But anyway, I want my health to improve. But one day we won't be having no more sickness, more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more death. I just had a funeral Friday. I have a funeral I perform tomorrow. No more death. We will be able to apprehend these rascals because we'll have a glorified body. And who are we going to apprehend? I believe the ones we will judge will be the ones who give us problems. The Lord will say, there he is, Walt, go get him. I'm paraphrasing, but I can see that. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt, okay? And my bolt is the Bible, okay? And so he said, it's true. Well, you're going to judge angels. And I believe the Lord, again, I'm being a little facetious, but you get the picture. There he is. Well, he's been bothering you. Go get him. I get him. And what do we do with him? Then cast him into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. But that's a whole other story. I wouldn't fuss with you if you think I'm wrong on this. You have your own opinions. This is my opinion. When we're going to judge angels during the millennium, because we'll have the ability to do that. Okay, so those are the free angels. Now let's talk about the bound angels. There are some that are bound. We find that, let's turn with me to first in 2 Peter. Let's start there. 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 4. 2 Peter 2, 4. For God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. So we see some angels now that have sinned. Of course, that was that fall when we read in Revelation, I think it was Revelation 12, where Jesus said that Satan fell and he took one third of the stars with him. Those one third, I mean that angelic body. He took a third of the angels when he fell. And again, I think it was when Lucifer fell, when God created man, he saw these things. He took a third of the angelic world with him, and some of them are free. We've seen that, examples of it. Jesus dealt with it. The apostles dealt with it. That are free, roaming the earth today. And then we find that some are bound. Interesting. Not only those, turn me to Revelation 9. Revelation 9. I mentioned this last week. Verse number 14. Revelation 9:14. Now, this is during the tribulation period. This is the last half of the tribulation period, the sixth trumpet. By the way, what precedes the sixth trumpet? The fifth trumpet. Yes. All right. Do you know what happened a month and a half ago? Or maybe it's been, well, I can't keep up. Remember when Israel and U.S. bombed Iran? Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. You remember that song back there before? Anyway, all right. Everybody and his brother said that was the fifth trumpet. I talked about that one Sunday morning. That's the fifth trumpet. This world's going to have a great war and 200 million, all these people are going to die. And I said, that is not the fifth trumpet because I didn't see the first four trumpets and I didn't see the other seals breaking. So I just thought I'd say, after the fifth trumpet, the sixth trumpet blows. This is toward the end of the tribulation period that we're not going to be in. We're not going through the tribulation period. God's not appointed us to wrath. But anyway, look here, verse 14. Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, that sixth trumpet, loose the angels which are, what's that next word? Bound in the great river Euphrates. Preacher, you really believe that? I believe every word in the Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for reproof, for rebuke, for long suffering, for correction, all these things. Every word's true, from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between. So when it says in verse number 14, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates, I take it very literally. There are four angels that are bound in Euphrates River. By the way, you know where Euphrates River is? Part of that runs through Iraq. Guess what was a big deal in Iraq? You ever heard of a place called Babylon? Ancient Babylon was in Iraq, dirt the river Euphrates.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.